Every day, Lion's Choice takes time to serve up a meal like you've never tasted before. They take great care, slow cooking their roast beef in-store for hours at a time. Then they thinly shave and perfectly season that delicious, famous roast beef before finally serving it up. Cooked to order on a steamy toasted bun. Does it really get any better than that? So get to Lion's Choice and get your irresistibly mouth-watering roast beef today.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:08 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It is the Acorns Golf Links, 7 o'clock hour. The weather is warming up the forecast through the weekend. Beautiful. Get out to Acorns Golf and support the sponsors, the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Doug, as the sun is shining, the Blues get ready to begin the Stanley Cup playoffs this evening against the Chicago Blackhawks. We're just a little more than 13 hours away from the drop of the puck at 8:30/8:43.
Wow. Some of the most exciting sports of the year, playoff hockey. It really doesn't get much better than this. It doesn't get any more intense than this, I don't believe, unless you're talking a final game of baseball. So ring that bell, would you please? Thank you very much. Just right from the opening puck drop, Timmy.
Nice, I like that.
Right until they shake hands when the series is over. It just doesn't get any more dramatic, any more intense.
And there's nothing we like better than an 8:30 start.
I don't care for 8:30 starts, I don't. Because that means it's not going to be over till after 11, 15. And then you do the locker room, and it's 11:45, and you go back to the station. It's 12:15. You get home, and it's 1 in the morning. That's just my little issue. Just my issues. All I don't like these headsets I'm wearing. I'm going to take them off.
Would you say Blues Nation is full of glee today?
Well, they're not full of glee yet. They might be with a win.
In 16 hours, this series could be 1-0.
Well, I think it's a pretty good shot that it will be. Rarely is there a tie in playoff hockey, maybe.
You'll see it, though. You'll occasionally see it. Yeah. Remember the Panthers with Van Beesbrook. 96, was it? Was that 96?
I don't know, Tim.
Hey, guys, I'm new to the show. To get acquainted, I was wondering if Doug could sit on my face while we watch reruns of Who's the Boss. Got that wicked tongue action, bros.
That's not a good start to the presentation. Who was it, Tim?
Just 314. He's new to the show.
Just 314. He's new to the show, and he's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name went into the Regazzi suspension log.
In the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log, we have Cardinal Baseball. We have Blues Hockey. Jeff Passan, baseball columnist for Yahoo Sports, with us at 8. John Kelly, St. Louis Blues play-by-play announcer on Fox Sports Midwest, 8:30. And then at 9 o'clock, Matthew Barnaby, 14-year NHL veteran and host on Sirius XM NHL Radio. Doug, there is your Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. And I'm telling you, I'm driving here. God, I would say I left my house at least 25 minutes ago, and in the sun is shining so bright that people are squinty. Well, why don't you get tinty?
Okay, that makes sense.
Here's a hinty.
Nice. Well done.
Get tinted STL.
Sure. Because in the eastern sky this time of the morning, you're driving right into that sun, aren't you, Tim?
Yeah, but I like when I see it because...
At least your driver is.
My driver, thank you, car service. That means that the warm weather is approaching and we'll have 5 to 6 months of warmth.
Yeah, I like that. I think we're done with it finally. I think we're done with it.
I think the sun comes out because the Blues are now 100% healthy. There were storm clouds with those injuries, Doug. You know what? The Blues got through them. Yeah. And now they're healthy. They're at their healthiest for the start of the playoffs.
They're all playing. How healthy they all are, I don't know. But you're going to be out there on the ice. They're going to be skating. Boys skate. Ken Hitchcock not really on board with the press conference yesterday. He did 26 seconds.
I like it. You know what? I like it because it's like, all right, what more can you say? It starts.
Is that fun with audio? One soundbite? Is that what we got? Pretty digging deep?
Yeah, that's it.
There's a little confusion back there. One more. If you say, all right, playoffs start, what more can you say? what better way to underscore that with the coach walking out of the news conference? He said, let's play. And then he walked out.
Who did he underscore that to? The reporters?
Yeah, he said Jeremy Rutherford needs to ratchet up his game.
I know. I think I know the move that he's making. I just don't know that it's necessarily appropriate. People are trying to do previews of the series. People are trying to get the fan base pumped up about it, and it's pretty hard.
You got the one-on-one with Pajarvi, so what do you
care? I didn't.
There are players you could talk to.
Well, I know. I understand all that. I'm just saying, as the coach, you're usually the mouthpiece, the face of the franchise, and at a time like that, the day before the playoffs, you think you'd talk a little bit.
I kind of like it.
Am I watching video of Mike Trout playing Steph Curry in Pig? Is that what I'm watching?
I believe so, yeah.
Who won?
I don't know. Trout dunked.
What up, Trout?
He's able to dunk.
He's got a nice shirt.
Pools is with Curry.
Don't talk about the NBA. Too many thugs.
Big night in the NBA, too. Kobe's last game and the Warriors going for the record. There's a lot doing. You got the Cardinals and you got the Brewers.
But will you watch that? Will you have time to watch the NBA?
Well, you don't have a puck dropping till 8:45, so...
Yeah, but that's the Warriors are on the West Coast, aren't they?
Well, I think they moved to Dallas.
Did they?
I'm going to check, though. Right.
Why talk about the NBA? Thugs.
Text in 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. You can call in the appliances counter phone lines, 314-880-0808. Kevin Shattenkirk talked about it yesterday, and it's in the Post-Dispatch this morning. He said the Blues are kind of like the Cubs in the sense that they feel like they're on the threshold, and the Blackhawks are kind of like the Cardinals. And in the sense that they
even wear the same uniform colors.
I hear whistles. Doug, do you hear whistles?
I think there's a little confusion.
That was Pat Summerall. I hear whistles.
We're in the process of moving, so I think that...
That is true, Doug.
Things probably going on.
Yeah.
With the internets and what have you.
But either... Nurse?
What? I didn't say anything.
I heard somebody.
I hear whistles. I didn't say anything.
Hear it? Hold on. There was something.
I don't hear it.
The cat hears it. Doug is hard of hearing.
Pot me up a little bit.
I don't hear it.
Pot him up?
Pot him up!
Pot up the IFB.
Up. How about now?
It's
nurse.
Fine. I just
Doug will be
sure.
In new studios on Monday.
Yeah.
We have a remote, of course, but then on Tuesday we'll be in new studios.
All right. Yeah. Where are we on Monday?
Ryan Kelly's new headquarters. The world headquarters, that's right. But the headline story on the front page of STLtoday.com is, can the Blues shed the label of being the Cubs of hockey? And Kevin Shattenkirk says, you know Michette Deuces, I think we really relish the opportunity to play Chicago for us. It's our biggest rival. Everyone knows that. We kind of feel like it's our time to break through here. In a way, it's almost like the Cardinals and the Cubs. We feel a bit like the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Backus said, it seems as though the Cardinals have won plenty of World Series and the Blackhawks have had their success. The Cubs and us have been nipping. You like that? Nipping?
Yeah, I like it.
Nipping in on the heels in recent years to try to make that next step. I don't know what's going on with the Cubs, but I think we're ready to make our next step and overtake the team that ended our season 2 years ago. We are ready for that, David Backus.
I don't like the comparison when the players say that the Blackhawks or the Cardinals. As a rights holder, it kind of throws me into an internal frenzy.
Yeah, what do you say? What do you say?
Oh, I know I'll be rooting for the note no matter what. And the Cardinals tonight as they go for their fifth in a row, if you're going to watch it at home, plus channel for the Cardinals in the St. Louis area, main channel for the Blues.
Mm. Think about it.
That's good information. A lot of people are going to be watching that.
Well, I'm sure everyone will be watching, sure.
Doug, do you get calls at the KMOV Sports office asking where the game is?
Not so much as we used to.
Yeah?
Yeah. The paper does a pretty good job of spelling all that out now, if anyone still gets the paper. But they'll give you in the what's on the air section. If you have DirecTV, you find it here. If you have UBurst, you find it here. Thankfully, they did that.
Also on Fox Midwest social media, they put that out there. I can hear. I can't.
Now I hear a voice. Who's that?
I thought it was the Plowboy, but it's not. Plowboy, what's going on? There's something going on. Doug hears whistles. I hear whistles.
Hard on the banks of the Mississippi.
Listen closely in this studio. I'm not quite for sure I hear anything.
We definitely hear something, though. This is fascinating.
Is it? It's not your computer.
We're like experiencing what the listeners are experiencing when they hear other things during our show.
You know what it is?
What?
just silence yourselves for a minute and just relax and just feel. Can you feel the ghosts of the first pitch? That's what it is.
You think it's Weezer?
I think Weezer is running around in someone's body.
Doug, is Weezer inside of you?
No, he's not, no. I don't hear the voices now.
I hear whistles. Guys, what about Hitch telling the players not to pay their bills during the playoffs? Hopefully their credit scores stay intact. Thanks, that's from Butch McGuire.
I liked it.
He said, don't return text messages. Nothing. It all stops.
Because playoffs, everything stops. What he's saying is, you're not like right before the game, he doesn't want to walk into the room where they keep the sweaters, and there's guys going, all right, I got to write this check to the plumber.
Do they do that anyway?
A lot of times.
They don't do that.
Yeah, Brower likes to pay his bills in the room.
I don't think so.
Yep.
He's just getting excited.
What he's saying is that everything goes on hold and you focus on one thing.
I know, but you have to pay the bills. Not there at the rink.
You can do without paying your bills for a month unless you're in the rears, as you like to say.
I don't say in the rears. He's just getting his playoff face on. Have they started growing the beards? I assume they have.
You don't go and cover
I didn't go
that?
Yesterday. I actually had one day off this week.
Oh, look
Pardon
at you.
The hell out of me.
Well, I wasn't Italian. I said you didn't go? You didn't go?
Yesterday I didn't go. I had
what
one
about,
day off this
well, usually
week.
Usually a beard takes a little while, so.
Now, some of these guys can grow them overnight.
Like
get
the
a little
shrubs,
stubble
maybe.
Going, yeah. I see Tim's working on a beard now. Is that a playoff beard?
It is, yeah.
It is a playoff beard.
No.
When did you start that?
About a week and a half ago, I guess.
You're the heart and soul of Blues Nation.
I think I'm the heart and soul of the world.
And he puts the beard on. There is not a talk show host in St. Louis that is more of a fan than the Blues and Tim McKernan. He has
Look
a new
at
hat.
That. Oh, my God.
It's a new hat that he
That's
brought.
Right.
Does he? That says Blues on it?
You get a new hat.
Blues
it
hockey.
It means you're the number one fan.
Yeah. I do love me some playoff hockey.
Yeah, I do too.
I love me some play. When the Blues are alive, I'll be flipping around watching the other games. You got Wingy Wingy tonight against Ningy Ningy. Is that fun, Doug? Wingy Wingy, Ningy Ningy.
Okay.
Kind of fun.
Hey, what happened to Hazel Baker? We had him on yesterday, and now all we're talking is hockey.
Brewers and Cardinals.
Well, I won't be growing a playoff beard, fellas.
Why?
I can't grow a beard.
You really can't?
No.
How are your shrubs, bro?
What? Just a little bit of a stubble. That's it. Not much. Not much at all.
You got a well-pressed shirt on. I think I have the exact same shirt.
Have you?
What brand is that, baby? What brand? You were Ralph Lauren yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know what brand it is. I don't know. You want me to take the shirt off and look at the tag?
Clip that off.
And look at the tag?
Well, how else would you know?
I thought maybe... Tim is saying that when you bought it, you were probably in a high-end store. You might remember the brand.
I don't shop in a lot of high-end stores.
You go to that Sam Cavato, don't you?
Marshalls.
Okay.
You don't go to Marshalls. You do?
I bought a couple of ties at Marshalls for John Vaughn the other day.
They're good for the kids. But
couple of ties, and they were like $7, and they were really nice ties. I was thinking, next time I need a tie.
They sell imperfect seconds. So you'll end up getting a shirt with the left arm a little longer than the right or something.
Well, not all the stuff. They're not allowed to advertise some of the stuff that they do because...
Why is that?
I think they take some stuff from the big department stores that just didn't sell. And they don't want you to always shop at Marshall's thinking that you can buy much better deals at Marshall's than at Macy's or something like that. It's not all second merchandise.
Guys, I thought Tim started with his beard when he married his Italian-American wife. That's from Stubby Applause. Look,
That's wrong.
What that did was it soiled the sanctity
right.
of my marital vows.
It's using the word in a different context.
Right. Well, it's what we call a double entendre. Right. It's fun. It's a literary device, and I enjoyed it.
And when you say a beard as in your significant other, it means she's not really a significant other. It's just there for appearances. Kind of like what we thought with Merv Griffin and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, some people these days call it a Kelly Preston.
Or was it Ava Gabor?
Guys, do shrubs grow faster than beards? Is there any data on that? Thanks, Milt Thompson. Huh, I don't know. That's actually kind of a fun question.
It isn't a good question.
I don't have a lot of shrub knowledge.
No.
Plowboy, what do you think on that? Plowboy, everybody.
Like from firsthand experience, I would say shrubs definitely grow. Cause I have a lot of shrubs.
Okay.
It takes me weeks to get a decent looking beard.
But you have wisps from your nipples.
Yeah. You can kind of just imagine.
Let's not go over this territory.
I'm not going to go too in depth, but if I have 4-inch nipple hair, you can tell what, you know, is going on in the shrub region.
Oh, shrub property. God. Why do we have to talk about that?
The Blues open the playoffs for...
Doug, in 13 hours and 20 minutes, the puck drops.
Yeah. Where are you going to watch the game?
Where I am all the time when I'm in St. Louis. My couch. Mm. You can come on by. The water's warm, man. The water is warm.
I don't want to get too personal with you, but I think your fans have the right to know. You got a sectional or a leather-bound couch?
We got something from Rent-A-Center in late February, I guess it was.
Paying it off?
Yep. Got a layaway deal. My dad got a layaway deal.
Rent to own, or he just...
Yeah, I've always been told ownership's not the right move.
Yeah.
Can you imagine one of your people gets the invitation to watch a game with Tim on that couch?
Mm. Be fascinating. Huh? There's a lot of conversation.
Yeah, you could probably sell that, Tim.
An experience in Carport Village?
And just make sure that they come and drop some hosannas at your feet as they enter your home.
Hey, Tim, has your wife ever used a strap-on on you? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's from Sean Mahoney's Dead Eye.
How does that figure into the hockey talk?
People have questions for us, and it's our responsibility to answer.
You know that same glee that Blues Nation had?
Send in the pegger? Who said that? Dennis Hoff. Send in the pegger.
The same glee that Blues Nation has in its voice. And Tim read that particular text with that same glee for some reason.
Yeah, but what does she think about you reading texts like that?
I tell her, hey, listen, sister, it puts food on the table.
That text.
And what does she say? Okay, brother. What does she say?
Rolls her eyes. If you ever watch any of the Snapchats, that's kind of the same theme that goes on throughout the course of the marriage.
You Snapchat along with her.
Yeah.
And there's a back and forth going on there of her looking
disgusting. I will say something, and then I'll pan to her, and she usually really isn't necessarily on board, although she's feigning that for the...
But really, she's into your Snapchat.
Neither one of us understand Snapchat. I truly do not. But I guess it's for people in their 20s, maybe even teens, to send like naughty pictures and videos of curious fingers and such.
Oh, jeez.
But as a 39-year-old married guy,
wounded Doug,
I have no interest in partaking in the fun and games. So I guess that's what it's about. I don't know. I haven't figured it out, so occasionally I like to contribute to it here and there. Maybe I'll do one during this segment, see if people can get into it. Plowboy, you on there? I can't remember if you're on there. You're not on there, are you?
Nurse? I am.
You are on there.
I only follow two people, and that's T.J. Weber and Larry Nichol.
You don't follow Tim?
Interesting, Quinella.
Well, I just used it strictly for getting that fascinating Larry Snapchat audio.
But what is T.J. Weber doing?
You don't follow him?
I don't follow anybody.
I don't really do a whole lot on it.
You follow two others, you said.
Yeah, TJ found out my Snapchat handle because I've been keeping it private. I don't know why.
You don't want the masses to know.
Right.
I just don't use it enough to get a bunch of Snapchat from random people.
But if your boss is Snapchatting, he might be sending out a message to you.
Yeah,
Tim could be more than happy to add me on Snapchat. I'd appreciate it.
What's your Snapchat name?
He doesn't want to give it out to the masses.
Oh,
you want to trick him? Go ahead.
No, I'll shoot you a PM.
Do you really not want people to know your Snapchat?
Don't say PM.
It's another outlet to where I'd rather not just have a bunch of Snapchat. Because I hardly use the app. I use it strictly for...
Well, so what then? No offense, but you're the guy that has listeners to your house. You are there for the people more so than any of us. So who cares if they follow you on Snapchat?
I just don't want a bunch of notifications on Snapchat that people are Snapchatting me. Another nuisance.
You know what one of the best Snapchat follows is Timberfake, and I don't know what's going on in any of these things. I think these will probably be used in a criminal trial at some point soon. Mm-hmm. And then I guess he got his ass beat because he's got bandages all over around his eye and cuts.
Training bout?
Maybe he's getting ready for a scrap. Yeah, do you guys follow him? I wouldn't mind getting the audio on that. I know we're moving studios, so maybe the production facilities aren't here anymore. They took our couch and our... Did they take the desk back there in the green room, boys?
No, it's still there.
It's still there, but the couch is gone because the couch is over at the new place.
Couch is gone with a lot of dirt underneath it.
Yeah, shrubs still perhaps. There. Where, and then one lone sock. Well, there was one rogue sock.
Yeah,
Joe Roderick
posted. How's that happen?
Makes you wonder.
Where do the stars gather their information? We need that lounge back there. No offense.
Is there a lounge in the new place, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Is there?
Yeah.
And is there going to be
the new office is it's large.
Is there going to be a place for stars to leave water bottles and cups that they don't have time to throw out because of their big star schedules?
Well, we have our own dressing room with a little star on the door.
For the most part, the era of the star has come and gone here at the station.
Well, that's sad.
Nope. Really happy with the roster. No more breaking things and temper tantrums. I enjoy that. So I'm pro the starless community. Roderick drives us up the wall every now and again, for the most part. But it's not because he thinks he's a star. I don't know. He's fine. I enjoy that show with him and Jennings. And then Pat Emig and Eric. They sound good, too.
Any show with Jennings is a hoot.
Jennings is bringing it.
Yeah.
Guys, is there a couch at the new crib so I can bottom for Doug? Thanks, Zambo.
No, Zambo, I'll tell you what you can do. It's been a couple days on suspension because that's exactly where you've landed. You've landed there for a period of 2 days' time. Hey, thanks, Fregazzis.
Doug, are the restrooms at the new building transgender? Thanks, Colin Bigman.
Boy, that's a big deal in the Carolinas. Got the whole country in an
uproar. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
Got the whole country in an uproar. We don't know where to put the transgender folks. We don't know what restroom they go into. Okay, let's stop what we're doing and argue about this for 3 weeks.
It's almost like a wedge issue to get people to the polls on something that really, in the whole scheme of things, matters to 0.01% of the population.
Yeah,
it's almost like that. Speaking of couches, Doug, boy, people are sending in pictures of Lexington Steel, and that is really neat. Speaking of couches, Doug, did you fix that tear in your couch that the strap-on created when I accidentally missed your bum?
One question. Who?
Spanky Lavalier. Now, he tried to get the tag on Sid Bream.
Yeah.
But he couldn't.
He went.
The Braves advanced to the World Series.
He went in the Andy Van Slyke trade, Tim.
Yeah, but we got Mike Dunn.
Yeah. And he's been, and Tony Pena. And he's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. And, you know, we want to thank Ragazzi's for that. You know, the steam table open daily, 11 to 2 for a quick lunch. Cafeteria style, 13 different options, all for $8.50. Steam table, 11 to 2.
Nice. We will be broadcasting tomorrow from Billy G's. Come on by, the water's warm. And Greg posted on the fan page last night that he's going to prepare some spadini for the listeners who come to Billy G's.
No fooling.
Yep. You're kind of on board with doing the show tomorrow. This is the first time in 9 years for you doing the show that you're looking forward to tomorrow's show.
Yeah, for the spadini, sure. It'll be a quick turnaround. I'm going to have one of these 17-hour days today that we love in broadcasting so much.
Absolutely.
So I may not be much good to you tomorrow.
You'll bring heat.
I don't know.
You'll come loaded for bear. Eric in the Central West End says the Warriors going for 73 is slightly more important than the Cardinals and Brewers.
Not to us, it isn't. Not to me, it isn't. I don't care about the
you.
Warriors.
Ring that bell, Tim. I mean, that's local love.
It's regular season stuff. I mean, this Cardinal Brewer tilt, this, you know, one game could be the difference.
No one's playing better than the Brewers.
If you look at
a lot
it,
of people.
What?
No one's playing better than the Cardinals right now. They've got a chance tonight.
Orioles are undefeated.
They've got a chance. Not in the last four. They got a chance tonight, Tim.
What was that?
They got a chance
like
tonight
Blair.
To score 10 or more runs for the first time in franchise history.
The Cardinals have a chance to score 10 or more runs for the first time in franchise history?
Four games in a row.
Oh, I was about to say, because I was there Monday and I could have sworn.
Four games in a row this would be. 10 or more. Never happened.
I shipped the over in a live bet, as I said, while I was at the opener on Monday. And last night I saw the pitching matchup in Houston, plus that ballpark, and I said, I'm going over. On the Royals and the Astros, the over-under was at 8. This is before the game. Made the bet from the office, as most great CEOs do. I think Buffett does this. He's on Bovada. And they scored 5 runs in the first, and then they didn't score a damn run the rest of the way.
Yeah.
What in the butt?
Okay. You get to that Royals bullpen, and you don't score
That's
a
the
lot
truth.
After that.
That really is the truth. Chris Medlin, remember him? He was supposed to be, and he was, when the Cardinals had the infield fly rule game against the Braves.
Yeah.
It's like shutdown guy, and now he's just kind of meandering along with injuries, and he started that game last night for the Royals. But the Orioles are undefeated, 7-0. Went up to Boston and been beaten up on the Sox. Last night, I don't think any of the NL Central teams played outside of the Pirates during the day in Detroit. So Cubs back at it today against the Reds, tonight game. 6-1, 5-2. Doug, that's what we got for you. Mike Leake on the mound for the Cardinals. what a smorgasbord of sports we have with the Cardinals and the Brewers, Kobe's last game, Warriors going for 73, and the Blues and the Blackhawks, plus the NHL playoffs getting underway with two of the Eastern Conference games, Wingy Wingy, Ningy Ningy, and the Rangers and the Penguins. I saw the Bovada hockey odds yesterday, and there's plenty of teams that they put ahead of the Blues.
Oh!
Well, the Capitals, understandably so. But the Blackhawks and Blues series is even. You got to bet 110 on each team to win 100, so it's minus 110 across the board. But the Blackhawks are 8-1 to win the Cup. The Blues are 10-1 to win the Cup.
That seems about right to me.
So it's odd that they view the Blackhawks as a better odds on the team to win the Cup, and yet the series is even, but I'm sure there's reasons.
I don't see the Blackhawks as better than the Blues, but if you're putting a betting line and you got a team that's done it and one team that hasn't, I could see where they would set the odds.
It is a different team.
Right about it like that.
They are missing some guys that they had last year. Capitals 4-1, Ducks 8-1, Blackhawks 8-1, Stars 8-1, Kings 8-1, Penguins 8-1. Then it gets into the Blues at 10-1. And then that Panthers team. And we've been keeping our eyes on Sunrise, Florida for the last few months.
Yeah.
And Jaromir Jagr, the ageless wonder, makes his way to St. Louis for the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, I don't care who it is, as long as it's the Stanley Cup Final played here, Tim.
That's right.
Because you go up and down that Panthers roster, and we've done it many times before, there's just a lot of players that come ready to play. There's a lot of players who will tighten up the steel slippers, and they will come ready to play.
Will they pinch?
Come playoff time. They have some rear guards who will pinch in on occasion. So that's a club that I think we're all going to have to watch from a distance at first.
Right.
But if they get here to St. Louis, we'll be watching much closer because they'll only be a few miles away from our homes.
Who's your pick to click?
Good take. My pick to click.
You can just name anybody, and we'll then move on.
Yeah, I really think this. I really think this LA team will click, but I think the Blues will probably outclick them.
Nice.
I don't know. What does it mean then?
Most likely a Stanley Cup matchup from the Las Vegas perspective.
Yeah.
Capitals Kings.
All right.
Penguins Blues, Doug. If you want to throw your money on that, 28-1 to happen.
Okay.
So throw 100 on that, you get paid 2,800.
How about Blues Panthers? I think we decided that's the matchup that's most likely.
Blues and Panthers 75-1.
Okay, then that's where your money goes.
So we put 100 on that, 7,500.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. All right, we'll do it.
All right.
Well, that'll be fun.
You have a sense of nervousness at all about this series?
No, I'm not playing.
But as a fan. Well, all right. Let me ask a real fan, the number one guy who's already grown the playoff beard. Good for you, Tim, for getting behind the team. Sense of nervousness about the series. Because let's be honest about it. If there's another first-round exit, I don't know how...
Boys are going to look a lot different in the second week of October when they take the ice for 16-17.
And Blues fans, I don't know how they can cope with that.
They'll cope with it the same way they've coped with it all
like Kopitar.
Since the beginning of the franchise.
Yeah, it's like being a bottom, a really good bottom. You're used to it by now.
It is. Well, maybe it is like that. They'll cope with it. They'll be upset for a while, and next year we'll start, and they'll be excited all over again. That's how we always cope with it.
Not I said the fly. The regular season success, you know, to an extent, I wonder if it's somewhat like the Pittsburgh Pirates fans. I mean, they've had some incredible regular seasons,
mm-hmm.
and the best they've been able to do since 2013 is win two playoff games in an NLDS before losing to the Cardinals in 2013. So, you know, the regular season success doesn't really enthuse me. I still think there might be more to what happened on Saturday night because that's just so odd to me. Don't get me wrong.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I just don't know what the hell happened there. It was just really
either.
That was really odd. But I don't know. This is a damn good team. And yes, they're the Blackhawks, but I think a lot of the perspective, it's like the Blackhawks are like a public team because they've had success in the past. And I don't know when it gets down to it, how much that matters. And I don't know how much it really matters that the Blues have had failure in the past. And that is where you can draw an analogy on the Cubs and Cardinals from October. In the whole scheme of things, it doesn't matter. Plus, some of the key players that gave the Blackhawks depth in 2014 aren't on the roster. Hell, some of the guys that were on the team that won the Cup last year aren't on the team. And I wonder, you know, about Corey Crawford. He was missing time with a concussion. You don't have to deal with Duncan Keith tonight. Got to take advantage of that.
They did add Ladd, who's pretty good.
Absolutely. It's a really great player. Good. It was a great trade deadline pickup. But the Blues, you know, how healthy they are, I'm sure there's some guys that aren't, of course, on both teams, any team, 100%, but are going to be playing tonight. I'll tell you, though, I mean, with Duncan Keith out tonight, take advantage of that. You get the first game at home, win that game. Then somebody would go, well, they won the first two before at home, and you saw what happened against the Kings and Blackhawks, and then lost four straight. Nope. Game five in St. Louis, that has been the one that has been the MF-er. The series, all of them, right? The last 3 years have been tied 2-2, and they lost game five
mm-hmm.
against the Kings, then the Blackhawks with that overtime game, and then last year against the Wild. And then they get shipped the next game in the opposition's building. So, Doug, I'm focused on game five.
Well, let's not focus on five yet.
You're going to regret saying that next Thursday when it's game five.
Well, it's only going to matter if they get a couple wins before that.
Not necessarily.
Well, it will.
But what if they sweep?
Well, then we won't have to worry about game five at all.
314-880s.
Hot take indeed.
Clip that off.
I'm just sure that what happened in the past has zero effect on them when they take the ice. I just don't think it does. Someone, I mean, it affects us because we talk about it. It affects the fans because, you know, that's all they've got to cling to right at the moment. But if you're a player and you've been battling all year and you get out there and the puck drops, you're not thinking about what happened in the past.
The ball is tipped.
Shh, don't say that because then there's nothing to talk about or write about.
I guess.
They were trying to get Hitch to speak about whether or not the past can impact what will go on tonight going forward, and he was like, different players.
Well, I'm going to disagree. I did a nice feature for a public access station on the impact of the Cardinals-Brewers 82 World Series on tonight's matchup.
And that was different, though, because Gorman Thomas is a figure that still looms large with
Pete
the Brewers
Vukovich,
today.
Charlie Moore.
Ben Ogilvie.
Cecil Ogilvie. Cooper.
Paul Molitor.
Jim Gantner.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
I'm still in. The action's on Doug. I just
Rob
put the
Deere,
man.
Was he there? Oh, Rob Raleigh. Deere? Was he part of that?
Raleigh Fingers?
Injured. Does he count?
Sure he does. Yeah.
Dave LaPointe.
Harvey's Wallbangers.
Yeah. Did you just pull out Dave LaPointe? Did he even pitch?
Yeah, game three.
Okay.
Was it game four? There was a day game.
I don't remember.
Willie McGee had the catch. Home runs,
yeah.
Powder blue jerseys, which I'd like to see the Cardinals bring back, Doug.
You would?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Just every now and then, not all the time.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But the blue caps have to come back on the road.
Yeah, I like
What about
those.
The batting practice caps that are blue but with a red bill? Those are kind of the bee's knees.
Huh? I'm there, and I don't even notice what the heck they're wearing.
I bet a lot of the players, I bet Hayward would have come back if they would have switched up the hats. I just said it. 314-882.
You've always been a stickler for men's fashions.
I have. Guys, this Blues team reminds me of the 2006 Cardinals. Was hurt all year, then all healthy the first playoff game, and we all know how that ended, with Doug squealing like a pig.
Okay. 314. Who was it? Who was it, Tim?
Just says 314. A lot of new textures here. Is the,
says 314, new textures, new to the suspension
the
logo.
I don't know if you're giving it
yeah, I just gave it away.
Period of 2 days' time. Large gluten-free menu at Regazzo's.
Congratulations. There's the text of the day. It's a free roast beef sandwich at Lion's Choice. Email today gets a gift certificate to Dirty Dogs. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. We're living in a Cucky the Dwarf Misty Plops era. It is so rare for somebody else to win the email of the day at this point, but give it your best shot. But this Cucky, the Dwarf, and Misty Plops are just really putting on a clinic so far in 2016. On your Gets Into an STL Captain's Log, Jeff Passan, 8 o'clock, John Kelly, 8:30, Matthew Barnaby, 9 o'clock. We are broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC studios here in the Acorns Golf Links, 7 o'clock hour. Gateway Buick GMC at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. The live stream on InsideSTL.com and the app. It's presented by Gateway Buick GMC. The spring sales event at Gateway Buick GMC is offering phenomenal deals on GMC vehicles as well. Take over $8,000 off the MSRP price on the all-new 2016 GMC Sierra 1500. These deals won't last long, so set up your free test drive right online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or check them out in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway the right way. Doug, let's role play. You be Crawford and I'll be Tarasenko, and I will score on you.
That's just awful, Tim. I'm gonna suspend him just for a really bad text. Who?
Tad in Tennessee.
Tad in Tennessee. You should be listening to something in Nashville, not this. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Well, during your suspension, maybe you ought to check out that nurse's happy hour, 8 to 10 a.m. at Ragazzi's. 4945 Daggett on the Hill.
From the 314, Tim, you are the best. That should have been the text of the day. But thank you.
That's all that he texted in.
Yep.
He's already given away the text.
Yeah, I know, so I can't do it again.
Well, I think you should wait a little while.
Can't do it just yet.
All right. Feels like
Tim,
the show's
over. Tim, do you need
over.
A water?
Okay,
plumber. I actually do. I didn't get one.
They moved the water out.
Ah!
I don't know if that's true.
Oh. You know, when we move into that new place, we'll be like right down the street from next door to Taco Bell.
That's right. Watch this. Taco McDonald's. Bell.
Steak and
Cheese. Why do you say it like ballpark? Taco Bell. You're getting a little old. You're getting a little...
It's going to really be nice to have those places all so close.
Why? Because in the middle of the show, you run out and
might
get
need
something
a snick snack. Might need a snick snack.
Thank you, Plowboy. Yeah. Plowboy stopped by the new offices yesterday. Plowboy...
He's under the weather today, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he is.
Really? Plowboy, it was your first time seeing the new facilities, was it not?
Actually, I worked there for a couple weeks with that old regime before I came to this station. So I saw it, but you guys have done some major renovations.
Well, that's the owner of the station, Bert Kaufman. I, of course, am not the owner of the station.
No, you don't pick up a hammer.
Well, I mean, oftentimes owners of stations don't pick up the hammer, but it's Bert who put the whole thing together. What do you think? How does it compare and contrast from the man/woman era, an era in radio that I think, at least globally, I would think will live forever?
Well, it's night and day, because I remember the first day at the Hampton 2 years ago, the rule was to take off your shoes. So it was nice to walk into a new office, new studio, with 20 pairs of shoes that you have to walk around
what?
With your bare feet. That was the rule.
Didn't that happen in Donnie Brasco? Caused a whole scene.
Everybody had to take off their shoes.
Donnie wasn't going to take off his shoes. He had a wire in
it. He was wired. He was wired a little bit. A little bit.
At a radio station, they had to take off their shoes.
Yeah,
were they serving sake?
So in the winter, it was bad because you had like 20 pairs of soaking wet shoes that you would have to walk around landmine.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Landmines.
And if you stepped in a puddle, you're basically your sock and foot is wet all day.
Let me ask you this. So you're there, right? And you're thinking, the shoes are off. There's probably a better path for me out there. Did you ever imagine at some point in your career, you would work at a radio station owned lock, stock, and barrel by Tim McKernan?
Wow.
No, because before I got hired here, I considered getting out of the business completely. I applied to other
jobs. And Doug talked you into staying.
Reasonable thought.
Nobody really talked me into staying. Just when I was about to take a job with AT&T.
Well, why didn't you?
I ended up getting a call from the station asking for an interview, and I went and I enjoyed it, and they gave me the rundown of the place, so I thought, maybe it's not time to get out of the business just yet.
Well, it was. It was time.
No, I don't.
What was
it
the
all.
Offer from AT&T?
It was some kind of customer rep. It wasn't that great.
Like
of a
job. Phone store or something.
Yeah,
those are pretty good gigs.
It's okay. I mean, it's not something I really wanted to do though, and that's kind of why I chose radio again.
Okay.
Well, the Plowboy came by yesterday. And I didn't, I was in my office, but you had a gentleman with you, and I was wondering, as I saw you walk out, was that Reith? Reef?
Reef?
Reith is his given last name, but Reefer is what we like to call him.
Doug, that's creative.
Yeah.
And yes, that was. I enjoyed that he came in a tie-dye, just not even hiding the fact that he gets high. Just, hey, I'm here.
I don't think I've seen a tie-dye shirt since 1975.
We had to go to a Grateful Dead show.
Well, I'm not really interested.
He's a great guy, though, Tim. I'm ashamed I didn't bring him into the office to introduce you two to each other.
Well, I would have loved to have met Reefer.
Correct.
And who's the other one?
Mace Dog. And
Mace
then you got Rickinaw.
Isn't that what you ride around in? Like if you're in...
That's a rickshaw.
Oh.
And they all still live out there in Canton? Just come in for a visit every now and then?
No, Reefer is the only one that is. Rick and I lives about a couple blocks away from me, and Mace Dog lives in the Heights, the Fairview way.
So they've all kind of moved into the big city.
Yeah, that's kind of why what enticed me to move down here after college was at least I had a couple friends down here, so it wasn't completely new. So.
Is that what most of the people do in Canton? As soon as they can, they move out, go to somewhere?
Yeah, where do they go? They go Chi-Town stand up, or they go St. Louis, baby?
Almost
St.
the
Louis,
exact
baby.
Opposite. It's
they stay
most
there.
Of them will go back. Yeah. Yep. Very few actually get completely out of Canton.
And there's jobs and everything there to support them?
I mean, they can go to the Peoria region. I mean, it's about a 40-minute drive, so most people just do that. I mean, it's a black hole. Some people don't really get out. And Reefer, I'm trying to convince Reefer to come down here, but that's a work in progress.
Yeah. He's always been stubborn.
It struck me when I saw you two guys out of the corner of my eye that both of you were beyond high. Beyond high.
The weed was a flowing.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That was a drop, but I actually could concur with that drop that, I wasn't sober, but I wasn't like to the moon and back. I was somewhere in between.
How much smoking does it take before you just keel over? At some point, you just keel
like
over?
Like die?
Just pass out.
Oh, I was going to say, you're going to need to smoke your body weight.
Doug, smoke your body weight.
Well, to like die, I think that's.
I'm not to die, but just to pass out.
That's the New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, it's very in depth. Are you smoking a blunt? Are you smoking?
Yeah,
it's
very in depth, Doug.
How much are you? It all depends. It's a variable. If you're smoking a blunt, probably three blunts.
Three blunts, Doug.
Look at the joy on his face, though, as he's talking about it, though.
It's hard to explain with somebody that, you know, it all depends, Doug. It's a variable.
And how is a blunt different from some of the other methods?
Pothead talking to geezer. This is
put more,
Blues and Blackhawks only 13.
A blunt's more of a social thing. Like pipe smoking, you can do by yourself at your own home. But if you want to be
more
social,
hardcore.
Rolling a blunt, you kind of everybody throws down their weed and then you just pass it around. I mean, it's pretty simple.
It's a big like one, a Doug. It's a jumbo.
Yeah.
It's a Bob Marley size.
Why do you
joint?
Want to put your mouth on something that someone else has smoked?
Oh, Doug, you know better than
that.
That
off immediately.
You know
I'm going to be hearing that for years.
In a minute, but I'll just say we don't really think about that kind of thing during the process.
All right,
well, man, I'm losing my high.
It's a drug community, Doug. If you don't understand,
I don't
understand.
Not in my world.
Alonzo says, "Wow, Plowsy, only three blunts. You must have virgin lungs." Doug, that's Alonzo.
Dude, I'm talking three blunt, some good weed by yourself. I'm not talking in a group in this scenario. That would probably have you keel over and maybe take a little nap.
Who's got the best stuff, Mace Dog or Reef?
I think I do.
Oh.
How do you get it?
You into the horticulture, baby?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah,
how
name
I
your
it.
Dealer, because you won't end up dead in the maybe, back of your.
Maybe he grows it.
I don't know, Doug. I'm just.
All right.
Leave him alone about that sensitive stuff. I want to know what's your favorite strain. Is that what you call it?
I think I like the Granddaddy Perp.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Is that who my fantasy football team is here?
The Granddaddy Perp? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, Doug, you should actually go online, look at the different names. They
you
have
should
thousands
do that. That'll be fun.
Names.
You'd have a good time with it.
I mean, I think they have one called ones. Butt Cheese. I think there is a weed strand called Butt Cheese. So it's interesting. I think you'd actually enjoy some of the names, Doug. So if you check them out.
Might be a fun sports
Sunday
feature.
You can actually tell it, you know, like if someone's trying to pass some other stuff off on you, you know what you're getting or...
See,
is it, or you're just believing in your dealer?
The people slapping name brand stuff, they're kind of like a GNC. Anybody can slap a name brand on it, but what's actually in it? And so anybody can call it Granddaddy Perp, but it all depends.
Policy, do you like that African woodbine?
Are you really looking up? Oh, that's nice, Doug.
I think I read about that in the STL Today comment section.
I don't know.
Doug, we got a break.
Okay,
Sea Monster's going to lose his mind. We have the Jeff Passan with us coming up at 8. John Kelly with us at 8:30. Matthew Barnaby at 9 o'clock. We have your emails for the email of the day, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. It is a glorious, glorious sports day in the St. Louis area and a great place to start your fun and games. Truman's Place in Soulard. Doug, Truman's is the place to be this spring for Cardinals baseball and Blues playoff hockey. Their covered patio is perfect for watching the game on their huge outdoor TVs. And Doug, if you need a ride to the ballpark, is that how you say it?
No, anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
Take the free shuttle down to the game. Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar, 1818 Sydney Street or TrumansSoulard.com. Pony on up. A lot of people will be doing so with the fun and games this evening. Both the Blues and Cardinals getting after it in downtown St. Louis.
Just a touch of Vin Scully right there at the end.
You see him broadcast his final home opener yesterday at Dodger Stadium.
I didn't see it. I would have liked to. I do enjoy listening to Vin. Did you watch any of the game?
Yeah, a little bit.
You did?
Yeah, the Diamond, you want to talk about bad uniforms. I don't know what the Diamondbacks are wearing.
I saw that. Their new road uniforms everybody hates.
Tony must have designed them. His original design had black denim pants.
Jeff Passan's coming up at 8 o'clock, and John Kelly at 9:30 if you're listening in Manhattan, and Matthew Barnaby coming up at 9 o'clock. Your emails, themorningafterinsidestl.com, that's coming up at 9:45. Jeff Passan not only talking Cardinal baseball with us, but also he wrote the book The Arm.
The Arm.
The pitching arm is the most valuable commodity in sports every year. Baseball spends more than $1.5 billion on pitchers, five times more than the salary of every NFL quarterback combined. Pitchers are the lifeblood of the sport, the ones who win championships, and today they face an epidemic unlike any baseball has ever seen. What is that epidemic? We'll talk about it coming up with Jeff Passan. Quick check of the forecast. It's 49 degrees in St. Louis. High is expected to be in the mid.
I won't have you making fun of local news, Tim.
His book talks about youth baseball and how kids are messing up their arms early. And
they throw it at Uncle Charlie. Too young.
Too young.
Jeff Passan, John Kelly, Matthew Barnaby. Huge sports day. CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com.